Okay, we're back now talking seasonal football as we play a spring football with Lynn English High School football coach Chris Carroll. And coach, not the start you wanted, but man, you jumped right into the fire playing Everett. So tell me a little bit about the positives for the Bulldogs in that game.
Yeah, you know, kids came out and you know, they put some positives. It was good, great effort in that game. Obviously, we line up against a team that is a perennial, you know, Division One Super Bowl contender every year. They're, you know, right there, one of, you know, a top program over the last, you know, couple decades. And kids came out, played hard, and they played. You know, they played. The first half was an extremely competitive first half. You know, there's a couple plays that we didn't make that we had opportunities to make, and you know, when you play a team like Everett, you have to make those plays in order to, you know, in order to stay in the game. And we left it, we missed on a couple plays, and that score, you know, and then they kind of, things snowballed from there, and they took advantage of us. But you know, after some of those miscues, but overall, good effort from the kids. Saw some good things. Obviously, not happy losing, by that margin, but you know, there definitely were some positives coming away.
Well, you know, you mentioned you know, competing, keeping it close in the first half, and the thing about us playing a school like Everett, when you're out of the Northeastern Conference, is that, you know, you're 11, you're starting 11, can compete with theirs, and it may be just as good on some levels, but they can roll out, sort of like in hockey, they can roll out line after line after line, and then eventually they just wear you down.
That is spot on. You know, that first half, you know, we with a couple minutes up in the first half, you know, we had a play bring us down to the, you know, 4 or 5 yard line that got called back for a penalty. Then we had a, you know, an incomplete ball in the end zone that could have been caught. And, you know, that takes the score to 14-12, 14-14, and you're competitive, you're right there.
Mm-hmm.
We end up down 26 at the half. And like you just said, the third quarter, you could just see the difference in depth between the two programs, and they really wore on us, and just wore us down. Most of our guys, you know, most of our 11, you know, 8 of them play both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
You know, and especially not playing a year and a half, conditioning is a factor. I was happy with the conditioning in the first half, but it wore down.
Okay. All right, so now this week, as we record this on Thursday, it's raining out. You can't get out there anyway this week. But, you know, Revere opened up with a win against your crosstown rival over there. And talking with Coach Ciccatelli, he was very happy with the way his team worked out. What are you looking for from Revere?
Revere is a good football team. Coach Chick always does a good job getting his kids motivated. They play hard. They have good effort. A couple things that stand out is their quarterback is a very good player. I think he's a 4-year starter now for them. You know, we saw him last year. He's a good player. They have some talented skill players, and they're tough on the both sides of the ball. Watching the film, number of classical, I thought that Revere did a good job of moving the chains, and also obviously they pitched a shutout, so their defense was looks very good on film.
All right, and when you're watching your film against Everett, is there a player or two that you can point out that say, okay, you had a damn good game?
Jesse Maggs, our quarterback, stood in there. He took some big shots back there, but he made some really good throws, did a good job leading. Receiver DJ Brathwaite really, really, you know, had a good amount of receptions. The cornerback did a really good job in coverage, had a pick. And I think Ryan DeWan, senior captain guard, / D tackle, did a good job, as along did Nolan Mulcahy, another guard. They really did a good job, you know, up front, opening some holes for us last week.
All right, well, you know, it's hard to root against anybody who was in the NEC, but good luck against Coach Ciccatelli. You know, you guys, you, Classical, and Revere, we miss you all, but you're going to tear it up over there in the GBL, so we're happy about that. Chris, good luck this week, and I'll talk to you again next week, I hope.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage.
Thank you, Chris. Take care. That is Chris Carroll, who is the Lynn English High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.